I thought about the energy massage and how beneficial it is and how little we use it. This is Dr. Herbert Albarelli, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the thought for today. I thought about the energy massage and how little we use it. Yesterday morning, as I awoke, I lay in bed and I just took my hands and gently went over my entire body, and I said, I'm in love with you. And I said to my head, I'm in love with you. And I gently moved my hands an inch away from my head, all around my head and all around my eyes. And I said, I have such wonderful eyes. My eyes are so perfect, so beautiful, so fantastic. My vision is absolutely glorious. And my hearing is absolute. And I went through every organ action function of my head. And then I went down through my body, through my chest and my tummy and my genitals and my legs and my feet and my arms and my hands. And it took a little while. But as I went on my merry journey, I kept feeling better and better and better. And I kept feeling more tingly, tingly, tingly. And as I felt this tingly sensation, I thought, I wonder what's going on. And then I got up, and I jumped out of bed, and I felt just so full of vinegar and pep and vitality and all that good stuff. And so then, after I did that, then I did all my morning duties and took Rick for a walk around the path, and my energy enthusiasm did not wear off. And as I walked the path, I just felt more and more energy. I felt more and more. I felt, my goodness sakes, if I keep this up, I'll take off. And so I kept it up. I thought, well, that's interesting too. So I walked around the path in this elated state of consciousness and in this high energy state of consciousness, and I just felt very, very good. And I felt, what's going on here? Is this because I'm giving myself the energy massage? Or because I'm eating a little less, or because I'm a happy person, or because I have no cares in the world. I just completely separated myself from all the world's problems and let it go. And I thought, yep, it's a reminder. I worked on one lady's thesis yesterday, and the day before and yesterday, and as I worked on it, she was saying how she wanted to help people in the world to find their way. And I was thinking, no, we don't help people find their way. We are the way, the truth, and the life. And then other people look at us and they say, oh, that's what it's like to be the way, the truth, and the life. And as I went through my morning yesterday, I continually had these thoughts flowing through my mind. Oh, there are times of little irritation when I wasn't paying attention to how good I felt. And when I allowed that to happen, I went boing, right down into the hole. And when I went down the hole, I thought to myself, what a silly place to be. So I climbed out. And when I got out of the hole, I looked around. Everything was still nice and good and beautiful. It was just my attitude that went down there. And I decided, okay, I'm going to go and steal one of Ingeborg's shovels. And I'm going to fill up that hole. So I went in the garage and got one of Ingeborg's shovels. And I filled up the hole. And I filled it up and filled it up and filled it up and filled it up and filled it up. And it never got full. It stayed just the same depth that it always was. Same deepness, just the same darkness, just the same badness that it always was. And I thought, now why is this? Why is it I cannot fill this hole up? And the thought came to me, the reason I cannot fill this hole up is I do not have any dirt in me. I do not have anything in me to fill the hole with. So if I try to fill the hole with what belongs in it, then I don't have the material. Now if I fill the hole with what I am, then that's an interesting idea. I thought to myself, okay, so I'm going to fill the hole with what I am. Whole, here it comes. Unconditional love, here it comes. peace, harmony, joy, here it comes. And my goodness, the hole began to fill up, just like a water bucket, you know. It just filled and filled and filled. And I said, I'm the wonder of the universe. I'm the joy of the universe. I'm whole and perfect. And every organ, action, function, my body is perfect. And everybody in my world is perfect. Perfect, perfect, perfect. And I said that again and again and again and again. And pretty soon the hole had a mound over it. A mound. And I went over there and jumped on it and pushed it down in there. And it went down a little bit. And I said, okay, my job's done. So then I took my joyful self and I went through the rest of my day. And, you know, I never found another hole. I never found another thing to complain about. I never found another thing in the entire lifespan of my day that was negative in any way. I was just a joyful, happy fellow in every way. So, you see, I didn't go back to look for that hole and see how the stuff's doing that I put in there, because I know it was doing good. I know that all the stuff I put in that hole, that was a hole of unhappiness and a hole of incompleteness, everything I put in there were my white stem cells. These are the white stem cells that I put in there to fill that hole so that it would spread throughout all the earth and bring happiness wherever it went and bring joy and peace and harmony. And you see, that's what it did. That's what it did. And that's what it does. And that's what it's doing. Now, today, I have another day. And today is the day of the lost keys. It started yesterday, and the keys for the Windstar were missing. I searched everywhere for them, in all the normal, reasonable places. I did not search in Sylvia's purse. I knew she had one there at least, but that's what she uses. And so I wasn't interested in what Sylvia has in her purse. So I searched everywhere else, and nowhere were they to be found. Finally, we found a set on Ellen's desk with a bunch of cards on it for shopping in stores and stuff like that. And I thought, well, that's something that Sylvia should have. She's the one who goes shopping in those stores. So, but she doesn't have it. And now, where'd all the keys go? Where'd all the keys go? It goes just where they always go. They go into the back of our mind and we forget about it. We go back of our mind. I said to Heinz, I said, Heinz, do you want to take care of our tools? Oh, yes, I would like that job. You want to be permanent, taken care of? Oh, yes, I'd like that job. Shall we get a cabinet for him? Oh, yes, I'd like that job. So he says, can I have your drill? Can I have this? Can I have that? I said, take whatever you want. You're in charge now. And just make sure that you know where it goes and that it comes back and that all the bits and drills and what have you come back with it, you know. And so he took it, and then I didn't see it anymore. And Heinz wasn't around for me to ask where it went to, because he went off to visit his mommy. And so there I was, without any knowledge of where my drill was, and I searched and I searched and I searched. I searched the embassy garage, everywhere it might have been. I searched the monastery garage, everywhere it might have been. I did not look in the food cabinets, and that was my mistake. I should have looked in the food cabinet for my electric drill. Wouldn't that be logical? I mean, anyone who has anything right in their mind would do that. Well, finally, when I came to the conclusion that nothing was where it should be, I began looking in all the cabinets, in all the food cabinets. And in the food cabinets, I didn't find any food. I found bags and sacks and things and stuff. They were all out of order, things that should be thrown out, things that should be rearranged and orderly made. But we don't eat around here. We just eat fresh every day, so whatever we eat, and it's gone. But anyhow, and so then I looked in other cabinets. And in other cabinets were cans of O'Doul beer. And in another food cabinet was cans of O'Doul beer. And everywhere O'Doul beer. And I thought, my, somebody likes O'Doul beer. I don't know if I ever cared that much about it, but that's all right. It's a non-alcoholic beer. So, and then I went into other cabinets and other cabinets and other cabinets. And lo and behold, everything was not where it was supposed to be. But that's okay, because Heinz is here all the time to guide me to find what I want to find, because he knows where he puts it. Now, how about you? Are you orderly? Rochelle was telling me that she and Gregor like to cook. But Gregor likes to put things in away in a certain way, and she likes to put things away in a certain way. And the two of them can never find what they're looking for. So they have to ask each other, where did they put these spoons, or where did they put that? And then they have a 11-year-old daughter, a 12-year-old daughter, whatever age she is, and she likes to cook, and she likes to put dishes away where she wants to. So the only thing is the name of their dog,
Sydney,
is the only one who is cooperative in the house. Sydney, their dog, does not put anything away. He just washes it and leaves it there for them to put away. But you see, as the old saying went, too many broths kill the cook, or too many cooks kill the broth. You know, we have to be careful, because if we're going to live in a life of happiness and peace and joy, if we're going to live in a life where our energy massage is going to do any good, we're going to have to keep a clean house. Now you say, well, why should I give myself an energy massage with a naked body? Well, because if you're giving yourself an energy massage with your clothing on, your belt, your pants, your shoes, your dress, your bra, your hat, your gloves and stuff, as you go over your body, you're going to be aware of your gloves, your hat, your breast, your bra, your whatever, and you're not going to be aware of your energy massage. It's bad enough going over your beautiful, fabulous, marvelous skin and saying, I love you, I love you, I love you, and having it tingle like a bunch of bells. That's bad enough, but that's what it's all about. So I say, if you would like to have your house in order, start by putting your inner house in order. And when you have your inner house in order, then start putting your outer house in order. That's your body. And when you say to your body, I like you, I like you, I like you, you know, then everything falls into place. And then when you go around your world, lo and behold, everything is just where it should be. Now, I told Ellen we should buy a hand lawnmower for our miniature lawn around the house here. And as I was looking in the Saturday Evening Post, there was a little quip about ways you can tell when a person is becoming old. One of the ways you can tell a person is becoming old is when they want to buy a hand lawnmower and have it around the house. So I guess I'm becoming old. One of these days I'll turn 21, and when I do, wow, watch out. World, here I come. Have a lovely day, and turn 21 with me and buy a hand lawnmower and watch your health increase. And watch your lawn get mowed once in a while. So, I love you. I love you. I love you.
I love you.